Ladies and gentlemen, we have such crazy playoffs right now. I don't even know what to make of this. I have to be totally honest with you that I am still surprised how lucky the Rangers have been. They've won both of their both the second round games 4-3 against Sebastian Aho, Mr. Anderson, and Teravainen. I have to just preface this and just say that I really do think that the Rangers are going to win the Stanley Cup. I don't think they'll be perfect. If they have to go up against Boston or Florida, which they're going to have to, it's going to be, you know, I think one of those series would go seven. Whether they play the Panthers or the Bruins, that's probably going seven. And the Bruins and Panthers series is probably going seven. So the other night, Mr. Trocheck decided to score the game-winning goal in double overtime. And it just wowed the crowd at Madison Square Garden. The Rangers play tonight in Raleigh against the Carolina Hurricanes. Mr. Anderson will start again, should get the start, but as I'm recording this, and it's still just amazing that Madison Square Garden has both its NBA team and its NHL team doing so well right now. So the Knicks and the Rangers are doing terrific. So, I mean, it is getting busy over there in the Big Apple, too. Shout out to the Knicks, I guess. I mean, it's just crazy right now what's going on at MSG. So there's that. Now, if you have to ask me this, do I think the Rangers can sweep the Hurricanes? I actually think they will. And here's why. They just, when it's just right for them, when the moment is just right, they know how to capitalize on it right now. So now they had seven power plays in their last game against the Hurricanes, and they only might have only gotten two on them, but I think it was just that, if you go 2-for-7, I think that's still pretty good because you still did what you needed to do. Now they're not the Toronto Maple Leafs going 0-for-6 on the power play, but 2-for-7 is still better than 0-for-whatever. But you know, I think they just know enough about the Hurricanes at this point. They've locked it down. They know how to exploit it and go up and just really use their wingers to their advantage and, get them focused on one side of the ice rather than the other side, too. That is definitely something that, that other teams need to watch out for is that, they'll capitalize on your weaker side. They will make you falter. And that's what I like about the Rangers. Pretty good staying out of the box. They did have 12. They only took 12 minutes, but that's the equivalent of 6 penalties. Good hits, good takeaways. Faceoffs, surprisingly enough, in the second game, the Carolina Hurricanes only had just a little more. They had 53.2%, but the Rangers only had 46% or 47%, just about. So 53-47, you do the math on that. And Igor Shesterkin, there were 100 shot attempts by the Hurricanes. And Igor Shesterkin had a 40-goal save game, game, and he just walked away with it. And now that you think about it, he could still have more 40 saves, essentially 40 plus saves games, more than Mike Richter, because he's at 6, and I think, and Shesterkin's at 4 at the moment, so he could tie it. So potentially Shesterkin can tie Richter in this series, and probably the rest of the playoffs, assuming the Rangers get to the Stanley Cup Finals. So yeah, take that for what it is. Want to get in a little bit on the Avalanche and the Stars, though. The Stars were in control of this, but the Avalanche decided to say, no, we're going to force overtime. We're going to score 3 goals on you, and then we'll put the dagger in your heart in overtime, and we'll score that goal. A little bit on this. Mr. Suter decided to open the scoring with his first of the playoffs. Wyatt Johnston got his 5th of the playoffs. Mr. Ben scored on the power play, and that all happened in the first period. So, and then I guess I was going back to sleep that night, and then it's like, yeah, I think the Stars are going to win this. And it's like, nope. Niskanen decides to score on the power play and in the second period. And then Makar decides to score on the power play in the second period. It's 3-2 after 40. Mr. MacKinnon, in the opening minute, gets a snapshot. We're tied at 3. And then Mr. Wood in overtime, and in about halfway point of the first overtime, gets a backhand shot, and he scores the game winner, and Dallas fans are heartbroken. I do think the Stars can win the game 2, but it's just going to take a lot, so a little more than they thought, but Ottinger is still going to be your ace. I don't think they'll deviate much. They just need to work on trapping the Colorado offense. Okay, what a night for hockey, though. None of the games went to overtime, but if you looked at the box score of the Canucks, you'd thought it might. I do want to get to this. So the Battle of Canada is still on. We do have this Canadian series, and guess what? You'll see a Canadian team in the 3rd round. Who would have thought that? Mr. Hyman, Zach Hyman, opens the scoring there. It is on the power play very early on. It's 1-0 Oilers off a wrist shot in the zone. Mr. Ekholm also decides to join the rush, and Draisaitl has 2 assists after the first period. Mr. Joshua gets on the board with his 3rd of the playoffs, and it was a very good start for the Canucks, but Mr. Sissy, Cody, gets his 1st goal of the playoffs, so he's on there in the 2nd round. So he gets it in his 1st goal in the 2nd round. Mr. Hyman gets his 9th of the round. He scores again in the game from Bouchard and McDavid. And we have about 7 minutes to go after that shot. But the Canucks still don't want to give up. Mr. Lindholm gets his 3rd of the playoffs, and we are now at 4-2. We're at 4-2 there. Then, when all's said and done, Mr. Miller gets a shot halfway through the 3rd period on a tip-in. JT Miller scores his second of the playoffs. He gets it, and we are there at 4-3. Okay. And Zadornov ties it at 4 just about 4 minutes later on a slap shot. So good on him. Garland gets his a very important first goal of these playoffs. Mr. Garland puts the dagger in the hearts of people out in Alberta, and he gets that goal. And it's a very crucial first game for the Canucks. They were at home, so they get the dub there, and they are off to the races. And we're going to have a good series out in the country of Canada. All right, so that takes care of that. Stars lose, come back to net, and the Rangers are perfect. The Florida Panthers decided to tie the series up. And you want to know this weird thing is that, you know, both teams just, like, you know, decided to pour goals on each other. And now I don't know what's going to happen at the end. And I am telling you that I really do think that we're going to see 7 games out of the series, because this has been so unpredictable. And this series has proven how crazy the Stanley Cup playoffs can be. Let's get into game 2. Mr. Coyle decides to open the first period with a goal, so good on him. But, you know, and then Mr. Lorenz decides to score, and there we go with pouring on the goals. Barkov scores not about 8 minutes later. Then Forsling scores. So we have a tip-in, wrist, and slap shot all in that order in the second period. It's 3-1 Panthers. Then I'm probably going to mess up this guy's name. Lusterinen scores, and he gets it there. That's his first of the playoffs. Mr. Barkov scores again. The captain scores on a power play. Snapshot there. Mr. Montour gets a shorthanded goal on a wrist shot. And I do think the Panthers are going to find a way to wiggle themselves out of the series again. We'll go to 7. Bruins did not... What I do think happened, and Matt Stella told me this, is that they were playing... They had a little bit of an adrenaline high, and they were able to win that first game. And everyone thought, including myself, that the Bruins were going to come in exhausted because they just had to play overtime with Toronto. And they also might not have gotten enough sleep last night, you know, and that would have affected them. And here's a well-rested Panthers team ready to roll. And then they just come in and they lose 5-1. So there's that. I still can't believe that, you know, all of this has been just, you know, crazy with everything. Let's talk. So that takes care of the Panthers and Bruins. The Maple Leafs. So it's a little bit on the Maple Leafs. This team has been so disappointing for fans out in Toronto. And Toronto is essentially the hockey capital of the world. And they have not had a Stanley Cup win since before Jack Kennedy was president of the United States. And they only won it in the original six era, first of all. There was no such thing as color. I don't even think color TV was invented yet. Color TV was invented in 1967. The broadcast of Tim Horton lifting the cup in color was, like, probably brand new for Canadians, to see, and Americans to see, because I guess, you know, it's been that long, because I suppose that there were Americans watching it at the time, but no one really remembers it. it. And Brody Brazil was talking about it, and they went through so much back in the day that Toronto fans are cursed, essentially. They are feeling it right now, and I get it, because, you know, the Boston Red Sox went so 86 years without a World Series. The Chicago Cubs in baseball went 108 years without winning a World Series. And I think the White Sox went about 90 or as well, or they went like 87. Or it was like a very long time, too. It was like 95 years, I think, for the White Sox. They went very long, too. And I don't think any of those records will ever be broken. But, maybe the Leafs could still disappoint. Who knows? But I do think that Toronto will, something's got to give. Like, they are, and they're dancing on the line with the salary cap every single time. And they have Nylander, Marner, Tavares. They had Sam Sonoff. Joseph Woll was, you know, apparently had a tremendous performance in that series, and yet they still lost to the Bruins in some crucial games too. And I think like game three, game two, you know, most of the time for 55% of the series, the entire time, within that 55% of the actual time played, the Maple Leafs were tied with the Bruins. And it's incredible, too. You know, they, when Nylander scored that goal about halfway through the third period in Game 7, I thought, they're going to do it. Someone's going to get fired in Boston. And the only thing going on in TD Garden is going to be the Celtics. And I was like, oh my God, I was so wrong about that, you know, when I went to bed that night. And I'll tell you something. I went to Stick and Puck the next day at like 7:30 in the morning. And everyone who was on the ice with me couldn't shut up about it. I'll tell you this. They were so disappointed. Everyone in that locker room wanted the Leafs to win that series. And I did not see a Boston fan in that locker room, by the way. I did not meet one. Everyone was talking about how they were disappointed with the Leafs. They wanted Toronto to win, and I understand that. They have become the Chicago Cubs of the NHL. They have become the lovable losers, in a sense, you know, because they have good teams. They have great players. In baseball, Chicago had Ernie Banks. They had Sosa. They had, if you want to count Kerry Wood, we'll count him. We'll count El Bago there. But we're not talking about baseball here. We're talking about hockey. But the Toronto Maple Leafs had so many good eras too. And after the Tim Horton era, they had Gilmore. They had Matt Sundin. They had James Reimer. Optimus Reimer back in the 2010s. He was excellent back then. And I don't care what anyone says. He was an excellent goalie back then. And through the 2013, through 2018, through 2019, through now, they fall to Boston too. I don't even, and I think maybe back in the 70s, they were playing them in one of the series, I know. And they lost to Boston, but they have not beaten Boston in the playoffs since the original, not only since the original Six era, but since Dwight D. Eisenhower was president of the United States. 1967 was the last time they won a cup. I think Nixon was, no, Johnson was still the president at the time. Nixon was 1-68. So yeah, LBJ was president, and I think the Vietnam War was brand new back in 1967. And many, you know, and I think with that, you know, you went on such a long time without, you know, Toronto even sniffing that cup too. And there were a lot of bad things too. The Doug Gilmore incident back in 93 when Gretzky should have went to the box and they missed it. And then Gretzky scores in overtime too. And that's like, they win it 5-4 and then they go face the Montreal Canadiens. We could have had one more original six matchup back in the 90s. And it's been a while though. Not as long as you think. It's been about 10 years because Boston and Chicago actually played the Stanley Cup back in 2013. So there's that. Wanted to catch you up on that. There is a rumor right now that the Utah Hockey Club will be just that. It'll just be called the Utah Hockey Club. And I have got to tell you that this has been the dumbest move out of the Smith Group. I don't know why Ryan Smith has not, why he has not come up with a name. I have given him the Railers name for so long, or the Utah Express. I've stated this. You had the Grizzlies, you had the Yetis. You could have gone with, you know, I don't know. You could have gone Icebirds. You could have gone so many different ways, and you picked the hockey club. No. Here's the thing: the Utah Hockey Club should be reserved for club hockey at the D1 level, not NCAA hockey. That's club hockey. That is what should be reserved for Utah hockey, for the Utah Hockey Club, because there's multiple different hockey clubs. It's not the premier hockey club, first of all. And you can't, geez, so much money was spent and you don't even have a name. I made art for the Railers too. I made art for the Utah Railers, and you could have gone with that direction, and it could have been like, you know, that old early 1900s, late 1800s train, and you could have had something there. And we don't have any professional teams off of trains. We have a lot of birds and animals and dogs and cats and stuff. We don't have, you know, something on trains or something, or like express or something like that. Something like bad move by the Smith Group, if this is turns out to be true, because of what went on in the draft on that day. And I might get to the draft, I might not. But I have to admit that I don't particularly, I think this is probably the worst thing they did so far. This is like, it's dropping the ball. I mean, remember when the Redskins changed their name to the Washington Football Team? Well, a lot of different football teams exist in D.C., first of all, because of the high schools. You have areas from Maryland, you have Maryland, who sometimes plays there, they go down there. And they don't even play in D.C. anymore. They play in Landover. So they really effed up in the NFL, I'll tell you that much. But this is not a good move by the Smith Group, because there were so many people who wanted the Yeti or the Yetis in their part. And Icebergs could have worked too. The Utah Icebergs could have worked. And I had Railers. I had Railers. I had Express. And Icebergs was going to be my third pick. You could have gone so many different directions too. And I will also bring in the PWHL. They could have gone with my suggestions too. They even had the New York Alert as one of their ideas. Even that would have been better than no name at all. Give it a name too. If you want taxpayers, and by the way, another little rant, taxpayers are paying for Your team, by the way, Mr. Smith. So if the rumors are true, then this has been, then that will be the most disappointing thing ever for, you know, a start of a new franchise. The Sharks get the first overall draft pick. I feel like that they need this. The Bay Area needs a good hockey team, and I hope the Sharks do right by this first-round draft pick, the first overall pick for them. So that'll wrap things up. Check out the links in the show notes below. Like this, rate this 5 stars, share this with all your friends, do all the jazz. Tell me what you think of the episode. And with that being said, I will talk to you all in the next episode. Peace out.